This morning on WCHL, in response to public interest in police tactics following recent events in Ferguson, Missouri, the Chapel Hill Police Department has released a list of SWAT operations dating back to 2002.
The report shows that Chapel Hill Police carried out 83 SWAT operations between January 14, 2002 and July 26, 2012.
Chapel Hill's town council members met last night to discuss affordable housing in the city's Ephesus Fordham development district.
The most serious problem is rental right now because, as you know, the Section 8 housing rental market simply collapsed.
And the long-awaited report on academic fraud at UNC is scheduled to be released tomorrow. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carbrill traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC coach Larry Fedora says tasting success last weekend should motivate the Tar Heels to want to experience more of it. And
the Will Muschamp watches on again at Florida and in Chapel Hill.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz. Good morning. In response to public interest in police tactics following recent events in Ferguson, Missouri, the Chapel Hill Police Department has released a list of SWAT operations dating back to 2002. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
WCHL requested the list to include racial identities of suspects arrested in SWAT operations, but Police Chief Chris Blue, who provided the list to WCHL, wrote in an email that he did not, quote, have a report that captures all the demographics of arrestees in all these cases, end of quote. The report shows that Chapel Hill Police carried out 83 SWAT operations between January 14, 2002 and July 26, 2012. One well-publicized incident occurred on November 13, 2011, when a SWAT team removed protesters from the old Yates Motor Company building off Franklin Street. Search warrants accounted for 67, or 80.7% of SWAT operations between 2002 and the summer of 2012. 61 of those warrants, or 91%, turned up drugs. 20, or 29% of search warrants, led police to weapons. 7 out of 67 search warrants yielded neither weapons nor drugs. Only one operation is listed as a no-knock raid. That occurred on August 30, 2011, for an unspecified search warrant at 177 Ashley Forest Road, Unit A. Drugs and weapons were seized, and no one was injured. No gun-related injuries were listed, and few injuries were listed in general. In one instance, two officers were bitten by a pit bull. In three by-bust operations, suspects had drugs all three times and weapons in two instances. Other operations included four high-risk arrests, one hostage situation, clearing people from a building, and assisting in the protection of Vice President Joe Biden when he visited Chapel Hill in July 2010. On August 8, 2002, a SWAT team removed demonstrators from Representative David Price's office on Fordham Boulevard. The sit-in was staged by protesters concerned about Price's position on the then-forthcoming Iraq War resolution. Three people were arrested. A week later, Price voted against the resolution. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt wants to find the right balance of factors that will attract developers to build affordable housing in the city's Ephesus Fordham Development District. At Monday night's Chapel Hill Town Council public hearing, council members and Orange County residents discuss factors like who qualifies for affordable housing and what percentage of housing units a developer must offer as affordable units. Kleinschmidt likened these factors to ingredients in a pot of soup.
We might really, really like a certain kind of ingredient, but it might spoil the pot.
Ellie Kinnaird, who served as a North Carolina senator and as mayor of Carrboro, said the town should emphasize affordable rental housing.
The most serious problem is rental right now because, as you know, the Section 8 housing rental market simply collapsed.
The current proposal would allow developers to erect one- or two-story buildings without an affordable housing requirement. The proposal says the developer can build between two and five stories if the developer offers 10% of the housing units as affordable units. The proposal requires affordable rental units to remain affordable for 15 years. Councilmember Jim Ward said developers should be required to build rental housing that remains affordable for more than 15 years.
I'm not supportive of 15 years of affordable rental. It's going to have 200 years of unaffordable rental after those 15 years.
Kleinschmidt said he wants more than 10% of housing units to be built as affordable units. The discussion revealed that the council will need to iron out details to accommodate different parties, including developers and those looking for affordable housing in Chapel Hill. The council also discussed a plan to build a four-story hotel on West Rosemary Street between Church Street and Pritchard Avenue. The council invites public comment on this topic and will hold another public hearing on November 24th. The University United Methodist Church in downtown Chapel Hill is more than halfway toward a $250,000 goal for repairing and upgrading its landmark century-old steeple, which stands more than 200 feet high. The beloved steeple has been the backdrop for many selfies taken by out-of-towners. This year, that hasn't been possible due to construction. Here's Mary Stather, a member of the church who's active in raising funds for the steeple project.
You know, we're in a rebuilding phase, if you will, in terms of upgrading and improving some things with the steeple.
That is Marty Stather, excuse me. The majority of support, naturally, has come from congregation members. But Stather says that townies and even visitors to Chapel Hill have contributed.
So many people, you know, they come in town for football games or basketball games, or maybe they were former students and maybe, you know, spend a couple of years maybe as a member of the church. So they're able to kind of come in and make contributions, which is always great. But it's a special place. It's a special image and something we're clearly very proud of.
The church has raised around $130,000 thus far. Stather says that the work is projected to be finished with all the scaffolding down in about 6 months.
Hopefully by, you know, the middle of basketball season, everything will be down and you can come to Chapel Hill and look up at night and see the steeple all lit up.
Members of the community that wish to contribute to the steeple fund can visit Chapel Hill UMC. That's ChapelHillUUMC.org. ChapelHillUUMC.org. The long-awaited report on academic fraud at UNC is scheduled to be released on Wednesday. A group of investors led by attorney Kenneth Wanstein has been working for nearly a year to dig into allegations of fraudulent classes with disproportionately high enrollment by college athletes. The findings will be presented to a special joint meeting of the UNC Board of Governors and the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees. A press conference will take place at 1 o'clock in the first floor of the Keenan Center, located by the Keenan Flagler Business School. UNC President Tom Ross and UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Carol Folt will join Wanstein to respond and announce their initial actions based on the report. They will also take questions from the media. Once it has been released, Wanstein's report will be available online at carolinacommitment.unc.edu. After the press conference, Chancellor Folt will host a town hall meeting with faculty, staff, and students to discuss the findings. That takes place from 5 to 6 in room G200 of the Genome Sciences Building. The Orange County Sheriff's Department is looking for help identifying a suspect in two larcenies. Investigators released two videos of the man who say they broke into the same house on Pleasant Green Road twice in 1 week. The suspect in the video appears to be a large black man driving a silver SUV. You can watch both videos on our website at chapelboro.com. If you have any information on either the suspect or the vehicle, contact the Orange County Sheriff's Department at 919-644-3050. That's 919-644-3050. And now WCHL traffic, and for our traffic this morning, we go to Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Jeff. 54 eastbound, if you're heading out of Chapel Hill, just starting to get busy from Fordham Boulevard as you head to the 40 access. Also starting to see a little life on 40 eastbound now from Chapel Hill through Highway 86 all the way to the Durham Freeway, northbound Durham Freeway into RTP. Also just busy in spots from 40 through Ellis Road. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. And, of course, make sure you're doing it safely.
Absolutely, North. Thank you, Nikki. And turning now to WCHL weather, and that is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. For tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And for Thursday, sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. This report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. That's located in Durham. Next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead, or take out. Order in advance or arrange for catering at Dickies.com. Right now it is 51 degrees outside on 97.9 FM WCHL. The Carver Board of Aldermen will appoint 6 members to the newly formed Energy and Climate Protection Planning Task Force at tonight's meeting at Town Hall. Back in May, the board approved a resolution to create the temporary task force, which is actually to consist of 7 members. The appointed group is to submit a report by next June with recommendations on how the town could most effectively reduce non-renewable energy use in commercial and residential buildings, as well as transportation. The task force will also recommend new actions for promoting renewable energy and more efficient ways to deal with stormwater runoff, impervious surfaces, carbon emissions, and the so-called heat island effect that build in areas that tend to be hotter than nearby rural tracts. The Energy and Climate Protection Planning Task Force will publicly meet on the third Thursday of each month. The Carver Board of Aldermen meet at 7:30 each Tuesday night in room 210 of Carborough Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street. Orange County commissioners will receive an update on plans to expand bus service when the board meets tonight, improve service to rural areas of the county, more trips between Chapel Hill and Hillsboro, and a new Eflin to Hillsboro commuter loop are some of the ideas that the board will consider. If approved, the new routes will be financed using the proceeds from the half-cent sales tax voters approved in 2012. Commissioners will also consider signing a letter of intent with Main Street Properties to begin negotiating a possible site for the Southern Branch Library. The board meets at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Meanwhile, Election Day is only 2 weeks away, and early voting begins in North Carolina in just 2 days. Where does the race stand for control of the North Carolina General Assembly? Republicans have a big edge in both the State House and the State Senate, and there is very little chance Democrats will regain control of either House seats, but pollsters say there is a very good chance Democrats will pick up seats in both houses come November. We'll hear from Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling about what's coming up ahead regarding that. As he'll talk about it, he, in fact, discussed that matter with our own Aaron Keck yesterday, and we'll have details on that coming up as well here on WCHL. Also coming up during our next half hour, we'll talk about the UNC football team. They are 3-4 coming off the victory over Georgia Tech last weekend. Now the Tar Heels gearing up for the Virginia Cavaliers, and we'll have that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us here. Right now, we go to WCHL Championship Sports, and that is brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Last night, Monday Night Football, and the Pittsburgh Steelers found themselves down 13-0 against the Houston Texans as Houston scored on its first 3 possessions, and it all changed within minutes. 3 touchdowns by Pittsburgh coming in the last 4 minutes of the first half, and Pittsburgh grabs a victory over the Texans 30-23. Antonio Brown for Pittsburgh wound up throwing a touchdown, and he caught a touchdown pass from former Miami, Ohio quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. So the Pittsburgh Steelers grabbed the victory there on Monday Night Football to end a 2-game losing streak. Coming up tonight, a most unlikely World Series. It will be Kansas City hosting a World Series for the first time since 1985, and they will go up against the San Francisco Giants, who have won 2 of the last 3 World Series. First pitch slated for 8 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, the Carolina Hurricanes return to the home ice this evening as the Canes try to, or rather, they'll be on the road. The Canes will be in Winnipeg. Canes 0-2-2 to start out this season. NBA exhibition action from last night. The Charlotte Hornets played an overtime game and wound up falling to the Atlanta Hawks 117-114. P.J. Hairston came off the bench for 22 minutes of action for the Hornets. He wound up scoring 11 points on 4 of 11 shooting from the field. He knocked down 2 three-pointers. Cody Zeller had 18 points for the Hornets, and it was Gary Neal leading the way with 21 points. Marvin Williams, the member of the 2005 National Championship team for Carolina, did not play in the contest. He is playing with Charlotte this season. Paul Millsap led the way for the Hawks with 21 points. Also, news that came in overnight, Oscar Pistorius, the amputee who ran in the Olympics for Brazil, has been sentenced to at least 10 months in jail. He could serve the remainder of his term under house arrest. He was found guilty for killing his girlfriend. Pistorius was also sentenced to 3 years in prison for unlawfully firing a gun in a restaurant in a separate incident weeks before his girlfriend's shooting death in 2013. The judge ordered that the sentence be hopefully suspended for 5 years on condition that Pistorius is not found guilty of another firearm offense. Right now it is 7:22, and WCHL Championship Sports is brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Coming up in just a second, we'll have Art Shansky's Sports Notebook. Stay with us here on WCHL.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill-Carrboro high school teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, "Why would you call anyone else?" I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you.
Okay, enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruisers, good to go.
As presenting sponsor of the 2014 Battle for Atlantis contest, Continental Tire is sending two lucky UNC fans to the Bahamas to cheer on your Tar Heels. Let Continental Tire get you in the game with their award-winning Eco Plus technology that gains you miles and saves money. From the all-new True Contact to the Cross Contact LX20, Continental Tire has a tire that's right for you. To find a retailer near you, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
Art Shansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Will Muschamp watches on again at Florida and in Chapel Hill. This is Art Shansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora spent three seasons at Florida as run game, perimeter game, and offensive coordinator for the Gators, putting up some ungodly numbers, especially in his last season under head coach Urban Meyer. Fedora supposedly knows Florida Athletic Director Jeremy Foley well and is on his private list of coaching candidates should Will Muschamp fail there. Well, after a 4-1 start, Muschamp is failing again as the Gators have lost two straight in the swamp, the last one a homecoming embarrassment to Missouri by the score of 42-13. With Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida State left on the schedule, it's unlikely the 3-3 Florida will get to the six wins needed and return to a bowl game after missing the postseason in 2013 with a 4-8 record. If that happened, coupled with another fast finish and bowl bid for Fedora's Tar Heels, there is no question the hat would be high on Foley's list of replacements for Muschamp, the one-time coach-in-waiting under Mack Brown at Texas. Florida would likely go after a bigger name than Fedora, but it is a damaged program since being coached by Steve Spurrier and Meyer, and no big name might want it despite an estimated annual $3 million income package. Granted, a lot has to happen for that scenario to unfold, especially the fast finish for the Tar Heels, who can score a ton of points but continue to give up a ton as well. Fedora's UNC income is less than $2 million, and the question remains whether the new Carolina administration would support a substantial pay raise for its football coach to keep him here. It's the same answer as in that funny Samsung survival commercial about dropping your phone into the garbage disposal. That would be a no. I can't imagine, with the Weinstein report coming Wednesday, followed by another rash of rehashes from the media, that UNC would approve any mega-money proposal for athletics, from giving the football coach a raise to raising the Smith Center and building a new basketball arena. Carolina is in a holding pattern right now. Hopefully, that won't affect holding on to Fedora. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
For beautiful grand beaches and grand, exciting cultural entertainment, visit Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. On October 1st, nonstop international flights begin from RDU Airport. Vacation Express is now offering packages including air, hotel, and ground transfers starting as low as $549. All-inclusive options available. These flights are limited to the month of October, so book now. Visit vacationexpress.com/Grand Bahama or call your local travel agent.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dance Design. It's 50% off. $30 towards costume rental available today for only $15. Halloween is right around the corner. Need a costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? Their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Reminder, we have the Carolina Basketball Bahamas giveaway coming up later on this morning, so stay tuned for that. Also, we'll have a special giveaway regarding DPAC straight ahead as well. And Susan Boyle will have more on that coming up in just a moment. So learn how you can win. We'll also have the word of the day and the clean joke of the day coming up here in just a moment here on 97.9 FM WCHL and ChapelBurl.com. I'm Jeff Hamlin sitting in for Ron Stutz. Great to be with you here this morning. Aaron Keck will be sitting in for Ron on Thursday and Friday. I'll be here today and tomorrow. And now it's time for WCHL weather, and that is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then on Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. For Thursday night, it will be clear and lows will again stay in the low 40s. This report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fountain drink perfection daily, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great, it's Cruisers, good to go. Right now it is 7:30 here on WCHL. We'll have more local news coming up in just a moment. And we'll also bring you, again, the word of the day and the clean joke of the day. All that straight ahead. Stay with us.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
Count one.
culpable homicide.
Oscar Pistorius, the Blade Runner from the Olympics and Paralympics, stood in a South African courtroom today. He heard this.
Imprisonment of 5 years.
That follows last year's shooting death of Pistorius' girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Correspondent Deborah Patta is in Pretoria.
Pistorius will spend his first night at Hosimampura prison, where a cell has been prepared for him. Both sides have 14 days to decide whether they will appeal the sentence. A five-year jail term means he must spend at least 10 months behind bars before he can apply to spend the rest of his sentence under house arrest.
More from CBS's Sarah Carter.
The Steenkamp family, through their lawyer, spoke to the journalists and said they were pleased with the sentence. They were pleased he was getting jail time and they felt justice had been done. We rarely see them smile in the court case through the full 49 days. Today, June Steenkamp was smiling as the sentence was read and they have left the court building now.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm Jeff Hamlet, substituting for Ron Stutz. In the news this morning, just how will the North Carolina Senate race go? And what is it looking like when it comes to how Democrats and Republicans stack up for state House and state Senate seats? Tom Jensen is director of Raleigh-based public policy polling, and he spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck last week.
The race for control of the state House and state Senate is going. Republicans have a huge edge in both. They should hold on, presumably, to those two houses. But which individual races should we be watching the most closely? Which individual races are you watching the most closely?
Sure. I think when you look at the NC House, six races sort of jump to the top as being the most interesting. There's three out in the mountains, incumbents Nathan Ramsey, Tim Moffitt, and Michelle Presnell, all Republicans. A couple here in the Triangle in Wake County, Tom Murray, incumbent Republican, and then the open seat of the late Representative Jim Fulgham in Wake County, and then down in Lee County, Mike Stone. Those are sort of the six most interesting legislative races in the state. And what they all have in common is that they are all Republican held, and you're almost definitely going to see Democratic gains in the legislature this year, simply because Republicans won every toss-up race pretty much in 2012. So they don't have anything else to sort of try to play offense with, because they already won everywhere they could conceivably win in 2012. So if there's any positive aspect of that for Democrats is that they have a much wider playing field to play offense in this year. But still, the best case scenario is trying to get the Republicans down to 70 or 71 seats in the House so they won't have a veto-proof majority. I don't think anyone thinks Democrats have even a 1% chance of actually getting back a majority.
And I know you're taking a look at North Carolina a little bit more closely this week into next. Do you see any, in the last week, the development in the statewide race for U.S. Senate, the Tillis-Hagen race, is most recently this development with respect to same-sex marriage, the ban being struck down by the courts, and Tillis and Phil Berger both sort of standing up in favor of the ban and pledging to appeal to the higher courts, even though it's been made pretty clear by the higher courts where they're going to fall, and it's not on Tillis and Berger's side, but they're making that appeal anyway. Do you see that fight and the high-profile nature of it as we're getting close to the election? Do you see that moving the dial either way?
I think it's probably a wash. Social conservatives might be a little more motivated to turn out and vote because Tillis is really standing with them on this issue. At the same time, I think to a lot of moderate voters, it looks like a waste of time and a waste of money. So that's just as likely to sort of push undecided voters into the Hagen camp. And I think those two forces probably balance each other out. The North Carolina Senate race seems to be getting a little bit closer. Consistently, the polls have been showing Hagen up by 3 or 4 points, and there were couple polls out this week where it was tied or where Hagen was only up by 1 point. So it's not a big shift, but I think you are starting to see Republicans come home a little bit more. Overall, this race has always been within a couple points, and I think at the end of the day it will remain within a couple points. Neither candidate's going to win by a particularly substantial margin, and it really could go either way.
WCHL's Aaron Keck talking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling there. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora says tasting success last weekend should motivate his 3-4 Tar Heels to want to experience more of it, and that's a good thing for the Carolina head coach, who knows there's plenty of work to do in all three phases of the game. For details on that, we go to WCHL's Matt Oakes.
Despite a four-game losing streak, UNC's 48-43 win over Georgia Tech puts the Tar Heels right back into the ACC Coastal conversation. The UNC defense has been playing with more intensity and aggression in recent weeks, but the scoreboard hasn't got the memo. The Tar Heels have surrendered a combined 117 points in the past three contests, and although Coach Fedora admits he's by no means satisfied, he says it's most important to see continual progress made each Saturday.
Okay is never okay. I still expect them to get better. I expect them to be better this week than they were last week. You know, as long as we keep getting better, you know, as long as we keep growing, then we'll be all right.
The UNC special teams department has lacked the kind of fireworks put on display in 2013 and persistently advertised in the preseason. Most notably, Carolina's sophomore spark plug Ryan Switzer has been bottled up by opposing coverage teams and contributed uncharacteristic mistakes of his own. Coach Fedora says Switzer needs to stop trying to force the action and let the game come to him.
Spent a lot of time talking to him this past week about, you know, not forcing anything in the punt return game. And because all we've done is tried to force things, and we've gone backwards. We've been very poor in that aspect. And so, you know, I thought he did a good job the other day. You know, he only had one that he had a chance at, and the guy hung it up there. Did a good job, you know, and they got down the field. So there's no reason to force it there. Just fair catch it, and let's move on to the next one.
As frustrating as UNC's number 127 ranking in points allowed per game may be, Coach Fedora says the defensive intangibles like effort and attitude are unwavering.
That is the hardest thing. It's more about attitude and effort and all those things. You know, I'm happy to say that we don't force or we don't face a triple option again this year, so we don't have to be concerned with it. But, you know, I still think that our attitudes and the way we're practicing and the belief in what we're doing is still very good.
Marquise Williams is the centerpiece of the Tar Heel offense that ranks 17th in the nation in scoring. Williams was named an ACC Player of the Week for the second straight time Monday for good reason. His record-breaking numbers over the weekend deserve that honor. But Coach Fedora says it's the junior signal caller's enhanced decision-making abilities that have proved most vital.
Well, I think he's gotten better and better every week. And, you know, so as you continue to make good decisions, and when you don't make a good decision, you make something out of it, you gain confidence. Stay within the offense, just take what they give you, and we'll be okay. And when you get outside of that, then things happen.
Winning tends to breed more winning. Coach Fedora says the young Tar Heels' confidence levels are growing as they figure out what it takes to emerge victorious on game days.
For their confidence level, for their ability to keep believing in each other and what they were doing and to keep practicing hard, I think it was, you know, we were getting to a point where we really needed it, and they got it done. It was all about just find a way to win a football game. When you find a way to win football games, you start realizing if you don't screw it up, you got a pretty good chance. You know, and so hopefully we can, we can take from that.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 7:39 here on 97.9 FM, WCHL. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz, and Nikki Morris is in right now to talk about what is going on chapelboro.com and what's being featured on there right now. How are you, Nikki?
I'm doing pretty good, Jeff. Hope you're doing well this morning. It's been kind of a little bit of a crazy morning, but it's doing good so far. I'm really excited to be here. And as far as chapelboro.com is concerned, we just heard from Matt Oakes and everything. I mean, all these stories that I'm getting ready to tell you, all things UNC this morning.
Sure.
Of course, he talked about Coach Fedora and how he feels about UNC football team playing. And you can hear most of that back on chapelboro.com. Art Chansky also talks UNC football and about the chance of advancing to the conference championship game in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of all things UNC and football, there's also a great photo gallery from Saturday night's game at chapelboro.com.
It's nothing like watching a game at Keenan Stadium at night. That's just a beautiful sight to behold. And I think some of that may have played a factor in how well Carolina played the other night.
So, it might have.
And we got a lot more featured there. So we'll have that coming up on chapelboro.com. If you just go there this morning, you can see all those features and more. It's interesting. Nikki and I both graduated from Orange High School, and we've been Facebook friends for a long time. But this is actually the first time you and I have met in person and done something together on the air before, so this is unique.
But, yeah, surprised you didn't ask me what year I graduated. Don't.
Yeah, well, I think I actually know that. It was a few years, but you and I had the same principal.
Did we really?
Yeah, Dr. Alkiotis.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that he was still there. I mean, yeah. I know you're significantly younger.
Well, not significantly younger, but just a few years younger.
I'm throwing you a bone.
Yeah, thank you very much. Uh-huh. That's very nice of you to do that, at least that. Well, thank you for those updates.
Sure.
And you can find all those stories and more on chapelboro.com. And we'll have Nikki back here in just a moment for the clean joke of the day. All that and more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
At Great Outdoor Provision Company, we know that nothing restores one's sanity quite like getting out on the water. That's why we're thrilled to announce the arrival of 2015 Hobie kayaks. We're one of the first retailers in the country to receive these new Hobie models, complete with patented Mirage Drive for the perfect combination of maneuverability, stability, and speed. Stop by our Eastgate location today and discover these adventure-ready Hobie models, or find out more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt-A-Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, we're offering 30% off all Nature's Variety raw and dry foods. And check out our grooming special, which features a free teeth cleaning with the purchase of a full or mini grooming. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
Why is it called fall? Because after raking leaves, cheering on the team, and dragging sweaters out of storage, you're ready to fall. Which is why Crown Honda South Point is making it simple to save on a 2014 Accord Coupe CVT LXS for just $199 per month. Rake in the savings at Crown Honda South Point, the only dealer with extended service hours 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. on weekdays and open weekends too. If you're off, we're open. Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See deal for complete lease details. Expires 10/31/14.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jackie Helvey. It's funny how something can be happening in your own backyard and the folks around you aren't aware of it. Case in point is the stickwork installation at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. While I'm sure most of the population around here knows about the garden and how great it is, and maybe even knows about the sculpture in the garden art exhibit now in its 26th year, it seems like not that many people know about Patrick Doherty and his team of volunteers who for the past 2 weeks have been constructing a stickwork piece made of live saplings from Duke Forest. This Thursday will be a naming celebration where Patrick will announce the name. I hope our community will come out on Saturday or anytime they can and see this amazing completed piece of art. Take in the sculpture in the garden show and everything else happening at the Botanical Garden. And thank your lucky stars for all the great things that happen in our community all around us. The website is sculptureinthegarden.com. This is Jackie Helvey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's time now for WCHL traffic, and for that we go to Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Jeff. Looks like traffic's starting to pick up out there. We have a wreck on Aviation Parkway at I-40. It's mostly affecting 40 westbound, though, out of Raleigh. If you're going to head to the airport for an early flight this morning, make sure you take Airport Boulevard. 40 eastbound also starting to fill up as you head out of Chapel Hill and Durham between 751 and Fayetteville Road. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. And, of course, make sure you do it safely.
Thank you very much, Nikki. And we go now to WCHL weather, and that is brought to you by Four Corners. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the low 40s. Right now, it is 51 outside here on 97.9 FM WCHL. And we say hello to Wayne Pond. Wayne, how are you?
Jeff, you old rascal, what are you doing over there?
I just dropped in. I was wandering around.
Riding for Stutzberger, huh?
Yeah, I was just wandering around the streets, and I decided to walk in the studios again for old time's sake.
Careful, you're about to confirm that popular image we have. Wandering around the streets.
Yeah.
Well, listen, old friend, I got a dandy for you this morning.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Absolutely.
Sharpen your pencil and your wits. Here we go. The word of the day is foible. Foible,
okay.
F as in father. B as in boy, B-L-E. Foible.
Okay.
Foible is a noun. Now, most people think that foible is all about some minor flaw or weakness or...
Yeah.
Mistake, you know, in one's behavior or character.
Huh.
Actually, you're going to enjoy this, Jeff. As a student of all things athletic and adventuresome, the primary meaning of foible is it's all about swords and swordplay. It's
okay.
The part of the sword between the foil blade and the middle. Point.
Okay.
What do you think of that, friend?
Well, that's just like it's like fencing, basically, right?
It's like what?
It's fencing. It's just like what they use in the sport of fencing.
Yeah, exactly. Foible. So the part of the sword, let me read this again, make sure I got this right.
Okay.
Or the blade between the middle and the point. That is the foible. So,
okay.
Well, so forget all the popular psychologizing about character flaws, and let's get to the real meaning here, shall we?
Although I thought I heard this previous noun actually on previous job interviews I've had, so, but that didn't turn out to be the case.
All right, here we go again. Too much truth for the radio.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right,
Wayne,
well, look,
it's great talking to you again.
Jeff's good to catch up with you.
Absolutely.
Take care. I hope you have a good day. Say hi to Nikki for me.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Well, she's listening in right now. You take care, too. I'll see you.
Oh, good. Hey, Nikki. All right. Onward,
good morning.
Upward. Talk to you in the morning. Take
All
care.
Right. Take care, Wayne. That is Wayne Pond with today's Word of the Day, and we'll ask you what the word of the day is. If you can give us the definition next hour, we will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Right now it is 7:48, and that brings us to another commercial break. We'll have the clean joke of the day coming up in just a moment.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
Pack your bags for Paradise Island. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. WCHL and ChapelBro.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis. With 30 sponsor locations around town, collecting entries including Best Tile, Cameron's, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and Glass Half Full, there's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling into the WCHL Morning News and Evening News every weekday and online at ChapelBro.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method and every sponsor location once each week, including Bunts, Carolina Coffee Shop, and Hickory Tavern. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. Watch the Tar Heels play 3 games and stay 4 nights in the Bahamas.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unchildrens.org.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. My wife and I opened Venable to create the kind of place we wanted for our own date nights. A nice, casual restaurant where we could get a great burger and a bottle of wine with a friendly vibe and good service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
It is 7:51 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. Time now for our clean joke of the day. And for that, we go to Nikki Morris. Nikki?
Thanks, Jeff. You know, I'm kind of new here at the station. Went through my job interview and all that kind of stuff. So I thought I'd pull out one about a job interview.
Okay.
All right. Reaching the end of a job interview, the human resources officer asked a young engineer fresh out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, "And what starting salary are you looking for?" The engineer replies, "In the region of $125,000 a year, depending on the benefits package." The interviewer inquires, "Well, what would you say to a package of 5 weeks vacation, 14 paid holidays, full medical and dental, company matching retirement fund of up to 50% of salary, and a company car leased every 2 years, say, a red Corvette?" The engineer sits up straight and says, "Wow, are you kidding?" The interviewer replies, "Yeah, but you started it."
There's an easy radio job joke I can make there. I'm going to let that one slide
You might as well.
Yeah. $125,000.
Must be a nice starting salary.
Yes, I know. All right, Nikki. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
You're
welcome. Great job. All right. It is 7:52.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Marty Sather is a member of University United Methodist Church in downtown Chapel Hill. Right now, there's a lot of construction going on the church's iconic steeple.
If you drive down Franklin Street, you will see there's a fair amount of construction with the Methodist Church downtown, and we're clearly in a rebuilding phase in terms of upgrading and improving some things with the steeple. And it, you know, it's clearly just a wonderful image that we have in Chapel Hill, and it's a wonderful landmark. You know, I wanted to just to reach out and talk to folks just within the community, let them know that, you know, our church is really involved in a lot of nonprofit organizations. And so I wanted to let folks know that we are fundraising right now. We clearly are getting the majority of the support from members of our congregation, but we want folks in the community to know what we're doing as well.
Marty Sather is today's WCHL hometown hero. He and a lot of other folks are working hard to get this construction done.
I understand that some people who don't even live here are inclined to contribute to the fund because they just love that image. They love seeing it when they come to town for games.
Well, they do. And so many people, you know, they come in town for football games or basketball games, and maybe they were former students and maybe been a couple of years as a member of the church. So they're able to kind of come in and make contributions, which is always great. It's a special place. It's a special image, something we're clearly very proud of.
You said you had a fundraising goal of $250,000.
Yep.
Obviously, this is very expensive work. That's a huge steeple and a lot of work to be done. It's going to be beautiful when you finish. But where are you now as far as fundraising
goes?
Well,
you know, right now we've raised a little over $130,000. So we're halfway past our original goal, but we clearly have more to do. Making contributions is very easy. So it's something where we're continuing to push and move forward.
And how much longer will it be before this wonderful image in downtown Chapel Hill is restored and even improved?
It'll probably take another 6 months or so before it's all kind of wrapped up and we get all the scaffolding back down. So hopefully by, you know, the middle of basketball season, and everything will be down and you can come to Chapel Hill and look up at night and see the steeple all lit up. It's splendor and glory. So hopefully we'll get it done soon.
If anybody out there wants to contribute or wants to find out more about this,
the simplest way to make a gift is just to go online. Members of the community, they can just go to chapelhillumc.org. There is just a giving tab and you just click on there and you'll see an area where you can donate specifically for the steeple fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the easiest way to do it. So just go to chapelhillumc.org. MartySather.org.
Marty Sather raising money in every way he can to get that restoration done. On the steeple at University United Methodist Church, downtown on East Franklin Street. Marty is today's WCHL
Performance
Hometown Hero.
Is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dance Design. It's 50% off. $30 towards costume rental available today for only $15. Halloween is right around the corner. Need a costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? Their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
Looking back on this day in entertainment history, Buddy Holly on this day in 1958 held what ended up being his last recording session, It Doesn't Matter Anymore, which he recorded in that session in one take, and of course it became a hit after he passed away that terrible night that he wound up dying in the plane crash. It was interesting that Waylon Jennings had a chance to be on that plane. He was playing with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper that night. And the legend has it, he lost a coin flip and had to take a bus ride, or actually ride in a car, to the next town they were going in. And, of course, he wound up saving his life. He just didn't know it at the time. On this day in 1961, Bob Dylan recorded his first album for Columbia Records. The self-titled album was recorded in one day. The cost of making the album, $400. On this day in 1997, Candle in the Wind 1997 by Elton John broke the record for the best-selling single of all time. Only 37 days after its release, the song, in case you didn't realize, it was actually written in honor of Princess Diana, who had passed away late in 1997, and Elton John vowed that that would be the only time that song would ever be performed. The previous record was White Christmas by Bing Crosby. It had been the previous record holder, but it was the best-selling single of all time. It'll probably always hold that record, because nowadays so many people get their music from Spotify that there is not one platinum-selling album right now by an artist. There, I think the Frozen soundtrack has gone platinum, but aside from that, no albums have gone platinum this year. That's a sign of the times that we're in right now. Right now, it is 7:58, and that is a sound for WCHL weather, and that is brought to you by Four Corners. For today, we're expecting partly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. Looking ahead to Thursday, it will be sunny outside with highs in the mid-60s. And on Thursday night, more of the same, it will be clear with lows in the lower 40s. Right now, it is 53 degrees outside, and this weather report brought to you by Four Corners. Tex-Mex Tuesdays, $2.75 tacos and $1.75 margaritas. Four Corners, celebrating 35 years in Chapel Hill. We'll have more of the WCHL news coming up next hour. Also, we'll have a look at the word of the day and lots more. So stay with us here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Prison for the Blade Runner.
The maximum imprisonment of 5 years.
New CDC Ebola standards.
They provide an increased margin of safety.
Fashion world mourns Oscar De La Renta.
He brought a European swagger, I think, to American fashion.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Oscar Pistorius, the South African blade runner whose athletic exploits grabbed global attention, is going to prison. The judge gave him 5 years for his culpable homicide conviction in the shooting death of his girlfriend.
It would be a sad day for this country if an impression were to be created that there was one law for the poor and disadvantaged and another for the rich and famous.
CBS's Deborah Pattas at the court in Pretoria.
Pistorius will spend his first night at Hosimampura prison, where a cell has been prepared for him. Both sides have 14 days to decide whether they will appeal the sentence. A five-year jail term means he must spend at least 10 months behind bars before he can apply to spend the rest of his sentence under house arrest.
Victim Reva Steenkamp's mother didn't seem concerned that the Paralympic star could spend a lot less than 5 years behind bars.
It doesn't matter, he's going to pay something.
Do you think justice has been served?
Yes.
Pistorius' uncle seemed to suggest the family would not mount an appeal of the sentence.
Oscar will embrace this opportunity to pay back to society.
The Blade Runner was also sentenced to 3 years on a gun charge, but that will be suspended if Pistorius is not found guilty of another firearm offense. There are new guidelines this morning from the government in the battle against Ebola.
The guidelines go through great detail, much more than CDC guidelines generally do.
CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden.
Every time a healthcare worker puts on and takes off personal protective equipment, they must be supervised by a trained observer.
And that equipment will now be head to toe with face shields, hoods, and boot covers. CBS's Steve Futterman's in Dallas, where two nurses contracted the Ebola virus.
They are beginning to resume their normal lives. Four students among dozens of people released from quarantine yesterday returned to their schools with no apparent problems. Other students at those schools were given special lessons on the threat of Ebola. More than 70 people remain in quarantine. There is concern about how they will be accepted when their 21-day period ends.
A second round of tests is being run on a nurse in Spain who appears to have recovered from Ebola. Now to Hammond, Indiana.
The Hammond police caught what I would label a serial killer.
Mayor Thomas McDermott and others are coming to grips with the stunning case.